Welcome to the Vital Loan Podcast for Thursday, January 25th. U.S. equity futures are not doing a whole lot so far this morning. You have S&P futures essentially unchanged. NASDAQ futures are also about unchanged. And then Dow futures are outperforming modestly, up about 80 points or 20 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices about flat to down 15 basis points. You are seeing underperformance in Europe in areas like real estate, utilities, healthcare, banks, and autos. And then outperformers include media, telecom, energy, insurance, and chemicals. A lot of earnings out of Europe this morning. I have details in the piece on everything. Nokia, Tod's, and Publicis are in the green on back of their results. And they're seeing weakness in St. James, Essity, and then STM Micro, which is a Texas Instruments competitor. Echoed a lot of what Texas Instruments said Tuesday night with very soft guidance. So another data point pointing to weakness in industrial and auto and markets for semiconductors. In Asia, it was generally green across the board. The Nikkei was flat to up small. The Hang Seng and mainland China saw another day of strong gains. So the Hang Seng jumped about 2%. The Shanghai comp rallied 3%. Looking at news for this morning, it's all about earnings. So a lot of reports out of the U.S. last night and then a lot of reports out of Europe, like I mentioned earlier. Tesla is the main highlight. That stock's off about 7% in pre-market trading. They saw margin weakness in Q4. They talked down expectations for this year. I think the big question is whether Tesla is an auto stock or a tech stock. I think the market increasingly looks at it more as the former. Which is why it's not dragging all of tech lower this morning. You had a bunch of tech reports out of the U.S. last night, most of which were fine, okay. So IBM, Lam Research, ServiceNow, Seagate all had okay numbers. If you kind of look at the tech season so far, going, you know, Taiwan Semi, Netflix, et cetera, it's been a pretty healthy set of results. Everything we're hearing out of autos, though, is pretty downbeat, and that's been the case now for several months, especially electronic vehicles. So increased competition, slowing demand, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what is weighing on Tesla. It's also something that is hurting Texas Instruments, Mobileye, Taiwan, STM, et cetera. So I think, you know, certainly certain markets in tech are struggling, but others are doing quite well. A lot of other earnings reports out of the U.S. I have details on everything, so definitely take a look in the piece. Same with Europe. And like I said, it's hard, not really any major one theme that kind of run through all the reports. It's all very mixed. I could spin them as bullish. I could kind of spin them as negative also. But I think kind of they don't really change my view of the broader macro landscape. And then really not a whole lot on the macro front overnight as far as big news. No major economic decision, no major economic data, no major monetary headlines. The calendar today, though, contains a lot of big events. So on the macro front, ECB at 8:15. Widely expected there'll be no change in policy. We've heard from a lot of ECB officials now over the last week, including a bunch at Davos, including Lagarde at Davos. And I suspect the messaging will be the same. You know, we're making progress, we're not hiking anymore, but we're not ready to cut rates. Remember, Lagarde has been suggesting that the summer would be the timing for the first rate cut. And again, I think that will kind of be the message that's reiterated today. So not surprising, but again, you're going to see another kind of chorus of hawkish commentary, just pushing back against where the market is right now. So the market has odds above 50% for a rate cut at the ECB in April. So obviously that's a few months before the summer. And then at 8:30, you get the US Q4 GDP and the US Q4 PCE. PCE will be watched very closely. We get the December PCE tomorrow. So December will be more important, but you'll be able to kind of get a sense of it with the Q4 number today on the PCE. PCE is expected to show further disinflation in December. I think this can kind of help reestablish some of the big themes from November and December, including lower yields, outperformance in equal weight S&P, outperformance in small caps again. We're kind of heading into a period of very important U.S. macro events. So Q4 PCE today, December PCE tomorrow, Fed is next Wednesday, and then jobs are next Friday. And that obviously will be crucial to kind of help set where what the Fed is thinking about for the March meeting. And then keep in mind, in addition to the debate around rate cuts for the Fed, there's also the balance sheet issue, the QT process being slowed down. That's something the Fed will be talking more about very likely next Wednesday. Not announcing anything, and they're not going to, it's not imminent, but they're going to start preparing markets for that change when it comes. And then on earnings today, so before the US Open, you get American Airlines, Blackstone, Comcast, Dow Chemical, Southwest Airlines, Northrop Grumman, Union Pacific. LVMH has its results out after the US, after the EU close. So that's in the middle of the US session. It's obviously going to be a crucial data point for luxury space. And then after the close, after the US close today, you have Capital One, Intel, Clack, T-Mobile, Visa, and Western Digital. And that is everything for today, Thursday, January 25th. Thank you for listening.